friends. This is the Underground Writing Podcast for the week of July 2nd, 2018. I'm Matt Mallion, Director of Underground Writing.
And I'm Alvin Shim, Producer for the Underground Writing Podcast. This is the official version of the Underground Writing bi-weekly catch-up podcast. It's shorter than the rambly, unedited one that will come out tomorrow. On our bi-weekly podcast, we read and discuss a piece of writing by an Underground Writing student and briefly update listeners about what's happening in the program as a whole. Because we're a creative writing program serving at-risk populations, we do not mention students by name. We hope you enjoy this edition of the podcast. Cause love and hurt go too bad too, just like me and you.
Since we're beginning this podcast, and it's fairly new, we've been talking about a piece of writing from each of our sites, and I've gone in chronological order of when the site started. So this is our fourth site, and this is a piece called Society Weighs Me Down. Society weighs me down like a boulder on my back. For me, being judged because I am not good looking or because I'm thin and don't have big muscles. To some people, it might seem like the weight is nothing. Common themes that we hear in our workshops a lot, although this is taking a real kind of personal angle on often in the workshops when we're talking about societal issues, or like the title here, Society Weighs Me Down, it's often much more social issues that are being discussed, national or communal, or yeah, even in our city here. Mm-hmm. This is a little different in the sense that the issues are pressing down on this author in a way that affects the very kind of personal view of who they are, how they look. And in the poem ending, to some people, it might seem like the weight is nothing. There's a lot implied there. Mm-hmm. Because the weight is not nothing.
Right.
That's why it's being discussed.
Right. Can I tell you what my first thought was at that last line?
Yeah.
Not true. It seems like some people, I think they're saying it seems like some people don't have that burden that they carry in this world, in this time. We're all carrying it. We all have the shades of struggle existing. Hmm. And it's, but I think also there's a criticism that, you know, there's a criticism of privilege. It might seem like the weight of the community is nothing because for that individual, there's not much to hurdle through.
Yeah. So that some people as a category, like the student could be saying that if you were in my shoes, mm-hmm. this might not seem like a lot to you. Mm-hmm. Or another angle might be, you look at me. And even if you know that I'm kind of struggling, to you it might not seem like a big deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas to me, speaking as the author's definitely stating it's a big deal because it's being written down. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. We all do feel it in different ways. And constant influx of media nowadays, it just infiltrates the whole of things, whether we're conscious of it all the time or not. Mm-hmm. It does.
I like the arrangement of the title and the opening line as, because it could be like, I feel weighed down by society as a passive thing, but society, as you're talking about, I think actively oppresses the individual here.
Yeah, that's a great insight. And like a boulder on my back, it just reading that just now, I just had the image of Sisyphus come to my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, with him, it's not on his back, but he's pushing the rock up the hill, and how it's fighting against societal, quote unquote, norms, idealistic models. That can be a very Sisyphus-like endeavor, because it feels like that battle is just non-ending. Also, this, like you're saying, the act of weighing, the society is weighing us down actively, leads to all sorts of craziness. And we see this playing out in the, you know, the national media. I was reminded, like, here in our own town, Mount Vernon, there was reportedly a shooter up on the Mount Vernon Viaduct, shooting at northbound traffic on I-5. And really, I mean, there's a lot of you could summarize it in a lot of different ways, but one of the things that is present there is this societal weight that we're talking about that is weighing people down. We're all responsible for our actions, and however, there are societal things at play that are causing people to make wrong choices or are just contributing to sort of more kind of chaotic events. One of the questions we've had at certain points, giving a talk or something, someone will raise a hand and say, like, what happens when a student or students in a workshop share all this stuff and then they're just left with it? Like, are there counselors available or these sorts of things? Because it can, at times, can reignite trauma, let's say. Using this poem as an example, this poem doesn't solve this issue for this student. However, writing it down and being able to see it outside oneself objectively allows that student then to interact with it at a bit of a distance where there can be some like thinking about it instead of just like a it's the, like this indwelling unconscious thought that kind of starts to dictate certain things. Getting it out on paper where you can objectively think about it gives you breathing space to kind of think it through, to kind of think how, oh, I guess I do feel that way. How can I combat that?
That's like step one.
Yeah, it's a movement in a positive direction that can create some momentum.
'Cause love and hurt go too bad too, just like me and you.
Matt, could you give us an update about What No One Ever Tells You, Underground Writing's first book?
Yeah, so What No One Ever Tells You is our first book of student writing. It's an anthology. It'll include all our four sites. We'll cover the last 3 years in a sampling of students from all the sites. In the spring and summer, we have about a month and a half to 2 months left where I am contacting families and students and saying, do you want to be in the book? And here's what it would involve. And sending the families information packs about our program, and here's the poem or poems or pieces of writing that are nominated for the book, and here's a permission form, and let us know what you think. So that's what I'm doing right now. The students are the most important thing. We'll do the right thing, and we'll do not only do the right thing, but do it the right way and thoroughly. The connection with the families and the parents and or guardians of some of the students has been a really kind of sweet experience, in the sense of calling a parent or a guardian who may not be, I don't know the situations, that you don't know the life situations, but some of the students may not be getting a lot of good feedback. And here I'm calling and sort of saying a positive thing about their daughter or son, saying,
it's definitely a positive thing.
We run this writing workshop and, and we have these sites and your student wrote this piece and we'd really like it to be in the book. And we want you to know about our program and we want you to see the piece of writing. And so just you see what you think. So it's low pressure, affirming, and also kind of builds awareness of our program in the community and allows us to touch base with some students that otherwise we don't know what happened to them necessarily. Like, they don't always stay in touch with us. And it is really dependent on students staying in touch with us because we don't have a way to track them down.
Would you let me be the one to change your point of view on love and what's left of me and you?
Once in a while on the podcast, we'll have a you or me or guest mention something that they're reading recently, and then we can have links on the website for that, because I think it's important to just bring to light books that are meaningful and tie in. I had bought a book for my birthday that I was really excited about. And I want to give a plug out to the Commonplace podcast, a podcast run by Rachel Zucker. And she interviews poets. But she had a poet, Tiemba Jess, and he came out with a book called Olio that won the Pulitzer Prize in 2017. It's a really interesting, I would call it a kind of multi-genre amalgamation of different elements, a miscellany almost. But poetry is holding it all together. So these sonnets, the book is charactered with real historical figures like Scott Joplin, the ragtime master. So the book is filled with these historical characters who speak at a first-person monologue. It alternates back and forth between sonnets, and then there's a person that goes around and interviews people who knew Scott Joplin when he was alive, and they tell stories about him. But it's all this reflection on American history at the close of the 19th century into the start of the 20th century, up till about the Civil War, or around those eras. The book is really hard to describe. There are fold-out sections. There's perforated lining where you can tear out the page, and you wrap the pages, and the sonnets or the pieces of writing take on further meaning and loop back into each other. At the back of the book, there's an appendix with like how you fold the paper and further information on the characters and timelines and bibliography. I think this really ties in with today's poem, Society Weighs Me Down. It's about society, and mm-hmm. it's about the weight that we have in American society in a specific situation that is not, it's not fully resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to mention that since I just finished it, it kind of ties in with what we're talking about. Today's featured writing is from What No One Ever Tells You, Underground Writing's first anthology of student writing. The book is scheduled for release in fall 2018.
We'll have another episode for you in a couple of weeks. Let us know what you thought of this program. Email us at info@undergroundwriting.org. Connect with us via our website, undergroundwriting.org. Spread the word about our work by mentioning us on Facebook or Twitter.
The Underground Writing podcast is recorded and produced by Alvin Shim and Underground Writing. So today's featured music was from the Eisenhowers, a husband and wife duo from Caslow, BC, from an album, The Road We Once Knew.
I'm Alvin Shim.
And I'm Matt Mallion. Thanks for listening. 'Cause love and hurt go too bad too, just like 'cause love and hurt go too bad too, just like me and you. Too bad, too.